Blackstone Audio presents The Mermaid of Brooklyn by Amy Schoen. This book is read by Hilary Huber. For Adam, Harper, and Alton, the loves of my life, thank you for not being the family in this book. Chapter 1. Before I died the first time, my husband left me broke and alone with our two tiny children, and it made me feel very depressed, etc. It's the same old story. He went to buy cigarettes and never came home. Really. Wouldn't you think you'd want to pack a bag or two? Leave a forwarding address? Couldn't he have at least taken the dog? These were the things I wondered in the beginning. Not, was he having an affair, or was he mixed up in something nefarious? But I can't believe he wouldn't bring his date book, his favorite loafers. I can't believe he didn't change the light bulb in the hallway before deserting us. He knew I couldn't reach that light bulb. The whole thing was unlike him. Then again, I was the one who died, which was unlike me, too. I would be lying if I said his leaving wasn't a tiny bit of a relief, at least at first. My initial thought, due mostly to sleep deprivation, the effects of which, as any mother or political prisoner knows, never entirely fade, was that once the girls were in bed, I could ignore the dishes to be done and laundry, still in a compact 3-day-old brick from the laundromat drop-off service, to be put away. I could take a bath and then sleep until Rose's next feeding, in a big empty bed with pillows mounded up on either side. I wouldn't need to make a grown-up meal for Harry, who annoyingly preferred dishes seasoned with